A major operation to distribute seeds and tools has been launched in the Central African Republic to support crisis-hit farming families. This is the largest intervention in the country led by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations and its partners. 16 international and national non-governmental organizations are working with FAO to overcome the challenges of inaccessible roads and a deteriorating security situation. Mr. Bont is the FAO representative for the Central African Republic, based in Bangui. Mr. Bont, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, and good morning to everybody.
What do the contents of these agricultural kits include?
What we've planned now is that each family is going to receive 25 kgs of crop seeds and two hoes. And these seeds will include rice, groundnuts, and maize. And the objective is that each family will be able to produce at least 500 kgs of food. And the family will be able to eat for around 4 months thanks to this production. And I would like to mention that also we have a very good collaboration with WFP to make what we call the seed protection. So they are going to give food at the same time as the seed that we provide to make sure that the families do not consume the seed that we are putting at their disposal. It is very important because their food reserves have been exhausted like 2 months ago. And if we don't provide the food as a seed protection, there is a high risk for them to consume them. For now, we received financial support to assist around over 75,000 families, and that will be done in 14 of the 16 provinces. So we are covering almost all the provinces, but in terms of population and in terms of target, we are reaching around 50% of what we were expecting to do back in January when we made all the different plans. So that means we will reach around 380,000 people.
And how would you describe the current state of the country's or agriculture sector?
Due to this massive displacement of people last year due to the conflict, there was almost like 400,000 people displaced, and they were not able to cultivate during around 4 months since September. And they were not able to maintain and to take care of the crops. So we estimated that around 50% of the production has been lost. So now you can imagine the impact in the food security, but also in the rural economy. So that's in terms of food access. Now, there's another problem is the insecurity and the fact that most of the trade, the transport, were under the control of the Muslim population that had to flee because of the insecurities. So these two factors are really not assisting for the food security in general in the whole country. But last month, we did what we call the IPC, so it's a food insecurity mapping. And what we realized is that now it's over 1.5 million of persons, which represent around 40% that are in food insecurity status.
And what are the challenges facing FAO and its partners in this operation?
Now, one of the big challenges has been to procure all these seeds and to make sure they are arriving on time for the agriculture calendar. So now we have 90% of the seeds that have been pre-positioned at the level of the provinces, so they are ready for the final distribution to the population within 2 to 3 weeks, and which is still good for the calendar, for the agriculture cycle. So we are still in a good time for the calendar. But the main challenge now is the insecurity, and especially when we go towards the northern and northeastern side of the country. The main issue, the main challenge we have is the insecurity, especially when we have to distribute the seeds in the northern and northeastern side of the country. There is a lot of different armed groups that are making like roadblocks in the way to this area. But we are negotiating with the Sangaris and the MISCA, so the international forces, for them to discuss with the different armed groups to give more access to the humanitarian assistance, which is including, of course, the agriculture component.
Thank you very much for taking the time today, Mr. Bont.
Thank you.
This is Sandra Ferrari for FAO in Rome.